There's been a lot of attention this year on the road funding proposal that will go before Michigan voters in a special election on May 5th. But later this year, many political jurisdictions, including the city of Lansing, will hold primary elections in August and a general election in November. One political action committee in Lansing is teaching techniques for candidates preparing to campaign. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now to explain. Kevin, this group is affiliated with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, that's right, Mark. This is the Lansing Regional Chamber Political Action Committee. It's a nonpartisan group that endorses candidates with a pro-business, pro-economic development platform. So I spoke with Kristen Beltzer, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the Lansing Regional Chamber. She says this is only the second time the committee has put this program together, and it's been a couple of years since the first one.
We did that in 2012, had an opportunity to educate some of our members about what it's like to run for office. It sounds a little intimidating and overwhelming, I think, sometimes for people in terms of the requirements and what they would need to know. And so we wanted to bring a group of people together with some of the experts and have an opportunity to educate them a little bit about campaign finance, talk a little bit about campaign strategy, what that looks like, an opportunity for our members to have some interaction with current public officials and people who were in office really sometimes for the first time, other people who had been in office for a while, and just to talk a little bit about sometimes balancing that type of thing in terms of the responsibilities of the job and then your family life and how that all works within the community as well.
Give me a concrete example of something in the workshop that resonates with the attendees.
You know, probably about your messaging. What do you believe in and what's your platform? And how do you kind of stay on message a lot too? I think it comes down to sometimes people kind of realizing who they are, what they are all about, what their platform is, and then sticking to a message and understanding how to work it.
I think maybe one foundation of any campaign, Kristen, is the idea that you shouldn't run unless you really believe you have a chance to win. And that seems pretty self-evident, but I think we have often seen in politics there are people who perhaps are long shots and they know they're not going to win, but they run to get their agenda out there and also sometimes to split a ticket. That's their strategy.
Well, certainly. We have seen that happen, Kevin, over and over again. And, you know, frankly, you never know in terms of the dynamics of a particular campaign, whether it be a primary campaign or a general election campaign, how things are going to play out. And a lot of times we've seen that in terms of filing deadlines and people who you hear are going to get into the mix and what happens at the Secretary of State's office at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday or Monday afternoon. And you just never know. You know what? There's a lot of different factors. I think that people who are interested in public service certainly should get into it because, one, they believe very strongly in it. They think that they'd be a good fit and they can deliver results. And I think that's the most important things for people to focus on, not whether you're going to win or lose sometimes, because we've seen people who have been in races before who were not victorious and turn around and run a year later and they're sitting in seats right now. So you don't know what those dynamics are going to be. And so I encourage people to get into the mix. And you know what, if you like public service, and it is one of those things where you really can, you can make a difference, and it sometimes gets in your blood. And we've seen that with a lot of people too.
You mentioned people who've run multiple times for the same office. I wonder if the strategists that you have in your workshop have talked about that with the attendees, about name recognition and the idea that, well, if I keep running over and over again, I'll eventually get elected, people will know my name, versus does that actually dilute the message?
Well, not necessarily. I think, you know what, from a campaign strategy standpoint, I think that people would, one, tell people that it's very grassroots. You can make a big difference in terms of having a campaign plan put together, working that plan, hitting doors. We've heard that over and over again about candidates who just get out and understand how to work a particular neighborhood, how to work their base, and getting out and meeting the constituency. And I think sometimes people, as we well know, you can get into a campaign, it can be months and months out, and it's probably not resonating much at that particular time. But as you get closer, sometimes, you know, those waning weeks in October before the November election, somebody might get a piece of mail or they might remember at that particular time when it starts to get on their radar screen that I had a visit from someone 3 months ago. And you know what? They reached out to me. I appreciate that. Had an opportunity to be face to face, ask a couple of questions. And sometimes that can be the game changer when somebody gets to the polls.
We're talking with Kristen Beltzer, the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, about the workshop that's being offered by the Lansing Regional Chamber's Political Action Committee. It's designed to help people who are new to political office build and maintain a successful campaign. How hard do you hit the ethics of campaigning?
Well, you know what? That is something that, you know, is important to us. I mean, there are a lot of rules and regulations now, obviously, in what you can and cannot do. And that is something that will be stressed by the campaign strategist next week. You know, that really is incumbent upon someone. That's personal responsibility. And, you know, they you see this now, too, in terms of kind of background checks and people and paying your taxes and all those kind of things. It will become evident to the constituency sooner rather than probably later that there are some issues with people if they're not on the up and up. And so I think for the most part, you're going to find pretty darn good people who are running for office. And we appreciate that. And we find that in the people that we support here at the Chamber.
Now, there is a special election that is coming up in May, May 5th. It's pretty basic. There's only three topics or three issues: roads, roads, roads. I wonder, Kristen, if the timing of this workshop at the end of March is a little bit premature, given that so many people are consumed with the road funding proposal. Is some sort of a workshop like this going to get lost in all the noise about roads? And would this be a better situation to have after May in terms of training people how to run for the primary in the city of Lansing, for example, coming up in August, and the general election coming up in November?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Kevin. You know, we have done this, I said, as in 2012. I think we did it right around the same time. And, you know, I know that the filing deadline has been moved back now in terms of the August primary. So I think that's towards the end of April. So we think that it's an opportunity to educate people about running for office, maybe heighten the awareness in terms of the elections that will be coming up in 2015.
I wonder if part of the workshop will be about retaining your seat. And the example I think about is if you're a congressman, if you run for the U.S. House of Representatives, for example, it's a two-year term. And I've heard anecdotally, you really aren't safe in Congress until you've won your third election. Because after 2 years, you're just trying to find out where the water cooler is. And you have to really build your rapport with your constituents. You have to build your name recognition, your brand, if that's the word for it. You talk about that, too, about going beyond the first election.
Well, we certainly do. And I mean, that's a perfectly good example in terms of the congressional with Congressman Mike Bishop and Mike's journey through the legislature and now having an opportunity to sit in Congress. We do. We have those conversations in terms of, you know, current local seats, what that might mean for some of these people who are sitting here in Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham County right now about looking forward. And as you know, with term limits, there is quite a bit of movement in terms of people running for office, what those next seats might look like. I mean, clearly they start to kind of get a bug in terms of politics and really starting to feel that they can make a difference in the region. And so we do see that quite often in terms of how people might position to have that next seat or to look at a higher office per se. I think that they're all important offices, so I don't necessarily like that term higher office, but I think that it becomes kind of incumbent upon them to kind of think about what that next position might look like.
Kristen Beltzer is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking about a run for office workshop. It's an opportunity for political candidates to get some savvy before they hit the campaign trail. Kristen, thanks so much for talking with us about it.
Thank you, Kevin. I enjoyed talking to you as well.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.